News Channel Internet Interview.
We're in the Greater Lafayette area.
Okay.
In particular, New Chauncey.
Okay.
It's August 16th.
What's August 16th?
Now is.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. Okay, gotcha.
Right? August. Yeah, it's August 16th, right?
Yeah. Okay.
What makes West Lafayette a community of choice for you? You're obviously here. Why did you choose it?
I chose it mainly because of the university. I think if Purdue was not here, I definitely would not be in Lafayette. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. So it's definitely a difference from going from fast pace to definitely slower pace environment. But I think overall, because I do a lot of community service with YWCA and then African American Leaders of Tomorrow, which is based off a leadership program from Jefferson High School. I think it's a great community to be involved in, to help in, and to better the community. But I wouldn't have chose it, if I said that correctly, I wouldn't have chose it if it was not for Purdue.
Oh, your friend left. Okay.
Yes, she left.
So why? I mean, you chose it, but why?
Because
why?
Of the recognition and the prestige that Purdue does hold. When I was in London studying abroad sophomore year, everyone was like, oh, you know, like talking about what institution we attended. Everyone's like, oh, you go to Purdue, and then Purdue holds this high, like, you know, pedestal type reputation. And that's one of the reasons I picked it. My counselor told me to apply to Purdue, and my mother was going through breast cancer during the time that I applied to Purdue. So I was like, oh, Purdue is 2 hours away from Chicago, not that far, because I was debating on going to UCLA and somewhere in Ohio. Got accepted to both of those schools. So it's just like Purdue was close enough, and then it made it known enough for me to attend, especially since I'm going into politics and trying to take over the world, basically with Pinky and the Brain.
What's the major difference between Illinois and Indiana?
Well, as far as West Lafayette, it's very slow. Growing up in Chicago and experienced the fast pace life, my mother being an accountant for Harris Bank, like my whole family rooted in business, it's very different.
So you're saying that there's differences between a Hoosier business and an Illinois-based business?
I would say as far as the pace, I'm used to a fast-paced city, people everywhere. And I mean, because Purdue made West Lafayette, if that makes sense. If it wasn't Purdue here, I think it would be a different environment.
You're fine. I was just getting over here to point down State Street. Mm-hmm. What about Lafayette? How did that influence your choice?
I learned about a lot about Lafayette. I didn't know it had as much history as it did. But it's still different than what I'm used to growing up in Chicago, being from the city. Granted, I live in Beverly, Illinois, which is in Chicago. It's like I still have the Chicago, Illinois zip code or whatever, but it's like a very close, segregated neighborhood. But just experiencing that versus actually being here, it's very different. Very slow pace compared to Chicago. I mean, I love it. This is my fifth senior year. So I'm graduating in May, 5 years, but it's different.
Final thoughts?
I love Purdue. I'm praying that it elevates me to a place where I can take over the world. As far as just politics, my ultimate goal is to become a U.S. ambassador. So for Europe, preferably. But Purdue has taught me a lot about life and a lot about academics and stuff like that. So I plan to take what I've learned from Lafayette and West Lafayette and apply it to my life and hopefully influence people and make
Eric,
a difference.
You want to do a quick interview?
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're standing here. It's August 16th. It's 2013.
It's a gorgeous night, by the way. It's a gorgeous night.
And it's kind of appropriate for...
Isn't it?
Perfect for the occasion.
For the occasion. And what is the occasion?
Everybody's moving back.
Everybody's moving back. Everybody's wanting to hang out, have one good last time before everybody starts the school, because this is my last night to have fun. As soon as the next weekend starts, I'm studying Saturday night, 10 o'clock. Doesn't matter. I'm not going to be out drinking like this. This is horrible.
I can't be doing this. We're not going to be doing that next weekend, but this weekend, we're going to celebrate the occasion.
Is this a pact you two have made?
This has been a pact. It's inbred in our blood.
Understood.
It is inbred
this
in your blood.
He you knows. Know,
You want to put the microphone down right now. You want to come with us on a magical journey. Do you like Jim Morrison?
Who doesn't?
Oh yeah. He's going to.
If you want to have a night like Jim Morrison would have, you're going to come with us.
Hey, we're getting wild now. Come on, Scott.
You ever read the book? I hope. Final thoughts. I think you're a good-looking guy, and you need to come out with us. We'll have a great fucking night. How about that?
Come on, Scotty.
Standing along this particular wall.
Hey, we're here on ESPN Radio.
What do you want to interview for?
The internet.
Fuck that. What internet? What are you, Al Gore?
You get questioned. Evening. You get questioned. You're Al Gore if you're recording for the internet.
Let's go. Doctor, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good. What's up?
So it's August 16th, 2013.
Yes.
It's Friday.
It is.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I am absolutely enjoying myself.
What's on your mind right now?
Pussy.
Why?
Because I want to get laid.
Is there a particular reason that this Friday is different than others?
Not particularly, no.
And how are you challenging the evening?
I'm challenging the evening by hitting on every hot girl that I can until one of them is desperate enough to give me their number and hopefully invite me back to their place.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts are go America and live for freedom.
The ability to pump one's arm.
Can I give you a word? A word. A word.
What's on your mind right now? It's August 16th. It's 2013.
Meaning what? What are you?
Tacos.
Tacos.
Tacos and pizza. Pizza. Tacos. Totally tacos and pizza.
And quesadillas.
Boiler up.
Final thoughts?
Word to your mother. Word to your mother.
We'll do a follow-up. Thank you. So we're standing here still at the same place. People barely evening. You want to answer some questions, Internet Radio Show?
Which one to answer?
Okay, so it's August 16th. It's 2013. It's the Friday before the Monday. What's happening? What do you see before you?
Man, I see a lot of pretty girls. Everybody trying to have fun before the school year starts, man. That's what I see.
And how are you focusing this particular evening?
Actually, this evening, man, I'm trying to have as much fun as I can because when Monday comes, school start, then, man, I ain't going to be able to do nothing else, man. So this last weekend, I'm going to enjoy myself, make sure I have a good time because when Monday comes, it's straight schoolwork and everything, internship, everything, man, yeah.
Now, what's one memory you hope to have this evening that you'll have 10, 20 years from now?
That's a good question. One memory I want to have is to remember everybody new I meet, everybody that I come in contact with and have a good time and everything.
You want to listen to me? Turn up, do it like it's your last year because it's our last year, all right? Ain't no other. We gonna do this shit to the fullest. All right, okay.
It's August 16th, 2013. August Friday 16th, before the Monday.
Till August 16th, we gonna turn up. All right. Anybody who ain't turning up, they need to get their situation together. All right.
Now, how would you recommend they get it together?
How would I recommend?
No, you can't. It's the internet. We can do what we want.
Recommend the right classes, cause we took the right class, so we can turn up. Recommend the right classes. I mean, basically, are y'all turning up?
Hey, what's up?
I'm good, how are you?
Enjoying the evening at the stairs in front of Jake's.
I don't want to interrupt.
You don't want, no, you're not interrupting. So it's August 16, 2013.
Yes.
It's the Friday before the Monday. What's going through your head?
I'm going into my senior year. Just trying to have a little chill time before school has to start, you know, have fun, but not too much fun. Enjoy my weekend and then get to business on Monday, so.
So, and what is business?
Business is finishing my last year in chemical engineering, Being involved in the Black Cultural Center, being involved in my sorority, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, and, you know, academics above all, so, and working, and internship, so.
So one question I had asked this gentleman earlier, what's one memory that you'd like to have this evening that you'll hold 10, 20 years from now?
This particular evening? Wow, I didn't plan on making this a memorable night. This was a calm night. I mean, more than anything, I just want to have fun with the people that I'm with so I can say, you know, I had a great time.
Final thoughts?
Everybody needs to boiler up if you're out here.
Final thoughts about the evening?
Final thoughts, it was a good night. Everybody having a good time before school starts. We're trying to just have a good time, and that's it. Just have a good time at Purdue University. Turn up and get you a girl. Stay in school, finish classes. That's it.
Look, basically what I'm trying to do is have you a good time, get you a girl, like he said, for these Purdue classes, because you're going to need one. We're turning up all the way through until we done. We almost done. So until we done, we turning up, basically. Have fun, man. Have fun.
Hey, thank you very much.
We telling
you. I don't have to. I have to.
We're going to be there next Friday.
Are you going to be there next Friday?
Next Friday, we going to be there.
Next Friday, I'm going to be there, man. Make sure you're there.
Turn up.
Turn the fuck up. We turn it up next Friday. We have to be there.
What's up? What's the question?
We're talking about August 16th. Are you going to be here next Friday?
I go to Michigan State, actually. But I go to Michigan State. I don't go here.
Are you going to stay another week?
Thinking about it, what's the good word?
We turning up.
What are you turning up, though?
We turning up right here, everybody.
Come on, I don't know, man.
You
tell
know
me.
Who I am, so I'm not going to explain to him.
Please tell me.
I'm not going to explain it to him. I'm Mucho.
Who is he?
I don't know. I just met this gentleman this evening.
Plenty of people going to turn
are you
up.
Media?
I'll be here, probably.
You going to be
media,
here.
Man. Of course
you need to be
dude,
here.
That's who you want, man. That's media, man.
That's who I want.
News channel internet, dude. Whatever that means.
You're going to be here.
Yeah,
you need to be here.
Do you go to Purdue?
Yes, I go to Purdue.
How do you like it, man?
I love it.
Yeah?
Because ain't nowhere else I can turn up like I turn up here.
Yeah, hell yeah, dog.
Well, you need to be here.
Okay.
Like I could be
so,
here.
What is special about this evening?
This evening is just a great night. It's a gathering of everyone night. Together that I know. Because I've been to Purdue once before. I've never really met anyone besides tonight. And it's just, you know, all of us coming together to experience
tonight.
So it's cool.
The hoes off tonight.
Hey, they're off tonight, man.
Don't put me on camera.
It's just audio. It's just audio.
Apparently, right? You rap or what? What do you do? No, I don't go here, man. You gotta tell me, man. I don't know what's bigger on here. Yeah, this hoe is everywhere, dog.
I take advantage of
it. Yo, I gotta go. Cause I'm meeting them inside.
Being ridiculed for talking in a microphone on a public sidewalk. That's America. Well, life, existence, everything. So it's August 16th. It's 2013. It's the Friday before the Monday. What's going through your mind?
I'm just trying to drink a lot before classes start. Because I won't be able to drink once classes start.
Now, why the Greater Lafayette area?
The Aeronautical Engineering Program. That's what brought me here, at least.
And what keeps you here?
The Aeronautical Engineering Program.
So will you stay here after you graduate?
Hell no.
Now, why won't you stay here after you graduate?
There's only really one aeronautical place here, and it's at Purdue, and I've spent the last 7 years at Purdue, so I think it's just time to move on.
And what's in your future?
I don't know. Just hopefully building some planes somewhere. Maybe California. They've got a great aeronautical state, I guess.
Now, based on your knowledge, recent news has discussed that UPS plane crashing.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a perspective on that?
I mean, it's just kind of the same as like the automotive industry. Like, you're not going to get out of the automotive industry because there's a couple car crashes, are you? However, it's the aeronautical industry, and they hold us to a higher standard, so we got to start stepping up our game and
it'll be somewhere.
Make sure that we're better than that.
Any particular plans?
Right now, I just want to get drunk.
How are you succeeding that this evening?
I'm succeeding fairly well. I'm just enjoying my youth right now.
We're going to Brother. Are you guys going there?
Yeah, eventually. No, I'm not. I'm going home.
Final thoughts?
Engineering. All the way. And applied mathematics. I got to shout out applied mathematics. That's my second degree.
Woo!
You're going to an aerial? Right. So we're standing here. It's August 16th. It's 2013. It's the Friday before the Monday.
We got Snapchat.
It's August 17th now.
Well, it's August. Let me restate. It's August 17th. It's 12:38 a.m. It's the It's a Saturday before the Monday. What's going through your head?
We just saw three rats in Harry's, so we bailed.
Oh, what's the question?
I don't know. We just love to party, so we're glad to be back here at Purdue and partying and getting all these girls here. Yeah.
We're here just hanging out, flat out hanging out here.
I said about eight lines of coke, and I'm feeling great.
Do you know who you're interviewing?
The Bukkake Boys!
Bukkake Boys! Bukkake Boys! It's literally the Bukkake Boys right now.
Now, is there a particular narrative that goes along with you? You're sponsored by Nike. Tell us that Nike narrative with you.
No, Bukkake. Bukkake. We're sponsored by Bukkake, and then we're the Bukkake Boys.
We're sponsored by Pornhub.com. So, there you go.
Pornhub.com.
Final thoughts? You heard it here first. In front of the...
News Channel Internet.
What's
News
up,
Channel Internet?
It's August 17th.
It is August 17th.
It's
already?
After midnight.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's after midnight.
Oh, fuck, it is.
2013. So Saturday before the Monday. What's going through
before
your head?
Monday? Oh, you know, most things that go through my mind on this night, as far as, you know, living and stuff. I like your glasses, though. They're very stylish. If I had a pair of glasses like that, it'd probably be... This girl, you know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense, does it? It doesn't make any sense. If I were to, like, think logically on my sort of, like, mindset right now, it'd probably be, like, the fact that, you know, particle physics just it doesn't line up with reality, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's like, oh, there's not nine dimensions. There's not nine dimensions. There's three dimensions. Go fuck yourself, you know what I'm saying?
What's your favorite dimension?
Probably the fifth dimension, because it's like just beyond the fourth dimension, which is time, you know, so it's like, I don't understand that, you know what I mean? Like, do you understand the fifth dimension?
No.
Your beard is so full and lush.
Is that the fifth dimension?
Maybe. I haven't, you know, explored that dimension. What is this? What is this that you're interviewing me for?
Where are we right now?
We are on Chauncey Hill. Right next to Vaughn's Dough Shack and Jake's Dough Shack. Just kidding, Jake's isn't a Dough Shack. But my friend did break that fence right there. You see that right there? He went to jail for that shit.
Oh, that's...
Swear to God.
Got arrested for that particular length being taken out.
I appreciate your board.
We got our food from...
No, that's good. We appreciate your appreciation. Did you have the narrative there?
My appreciation for
you. Do you have any story for that fence?
You know, one time he was really drunk, and he was trying to get away from the cops, and the only way through that area is, you know, through that fence, so he broke it, and then he jumped a 6-foot fence, and then, but, you know, got caught by the cops, so that's unfortunate, right? So...
Didn't win that night.
Didn't win the war, you know. The war against, you know... The NSA and everything, it's probably, you know, everyone's
futile.
Getting spied on.
So. Now, why West Lafayette?
Because of the engineering program, of course.
So Purdue?
Of course. I mean, why else would you be in Lafayette?
Now, why are you going to stay? Why are you going to stay in West Lafayette after you graduate?
I'm fucking not. I mean, if I were to stay in Lafayette, which I wouldn't. For the bitch it has. You know what I'm saying? The bitch has.
Now, why do you pronounce it as you do?
Because of my follower on Instagram. Just kidding. That was made up. I don't know. I really, you know, because of the Vine tweets that I have.
If you were going to do a Vine tweet right now, what would it be?
I mean, obviously, it'd be second... to my other tweet that I would make. But if I were to make a Vine tweet, it would probably be 7 seconds long.
One cut?
No, I'd probably make it several cuts.
How many?
At least 30.
So you're a fast cut.
I'm a fast cut kind of guy. Most girls know that. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting interviewed.
Hey,
yeah,
what's up?
Yeah, how's it going?
What's
hey,
up?
Is this like an evening interview?
Yes.
Hello. You guys ever been a part of an interview before?
Oh, what? Hello.
Hello.
How are you today?
What's up?
What's your question for him?
Have you ever talked different to a person in a microphone?
Do I what?
Exactly.
No, man.
No.
No.
No. It is a unanimous no.
What'd you say?
It's a unanimous no. It's a unanimous no.
Oh. Yeah, it's true.
Correct.
Next question.
Correct.
Excuse me, what is the question?
My question is, where have we been tonight? Lambda Chi.
Lambda Chi is the shit.
Ramda Guy.
New Chauncey. What? New Chauncey.
Awesome.
And Chauncey. And Chauncey. I don't really know.
I know where I am. I'm pretty sober, so it's fine.
Alright. Purdue.
So what's your guys' opinion of Hot Box Pizza?
I don't know. We're going to Taco Bell now.
Nice meeting you guys. That was a really
hey, you know what? Final thoughts.
I love the microphone.
They appreciate the microphone.
A lot of people appreciate the microphone. I think it has to do with the documentation.
Has any girl ever stuck her cooter into your microphone?
Oh, it's not usually something they share. Audio is more of an intimate medium.
Do you have somebody who has the video?
No, there's no video.
That's unfortunate. I'd follow you on YouTube, probably.
Nah, it has to do with the imagination.
The evangelation?
Imagination. Radio, it's theater of the mind.
But evangelists, they're the theater of the spirit.
Pop theater of the spirit.
AIDS.
The news? Wait. I want to hear about your opinion on the news.
Final thoughts?
Dude, they don't want it. They just don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I am saying? Hey, don't for.
Hey, what's
it's
up?
It's August 17th. It's a little after midnight.
I'm too drunk. I don't want to be on the news. I like to be sober.
We have no prejudice against drunkardness.
It's because he's black.
How much did he use fucking shots for that shit?
Just remember that.
You think it had to do with his race?
He's racist. He's very racist. Me, on the other hand, I'm not racist at all.
Do you ever classify people by their race?
Of course. Especially when they're racist. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I am saying?
I can understand.
Have you ever seen Spring Breakers?
No.
That's too bad. It's a great movie.
I don't really watch movies.
What do you watch?
C-SPAN.
Really? In your free time?
Yes. Brian Lamb's from the Lafayette area.
Did you know that Brian Lamb is from your Lafayette area?
Drew Brees is Purdue. What?
Hello.
As a matter of fact, I did know that Brian Lamb was from here.
I'm Jared, by the way.
How did you know that? What did Brian Lamb do?
It's word on the street. Everybody's excited about it. We're all having a good night tonight. We're meeting at where else? Jeremy Mon, right here, baby. We got this, baby. Redskins, baby. RG3. RG3. Woo! Here we go. RG3.
Brian Lamb.
RG3.
Do you watch C-SPAN?
No, I'm from D.C.
No.
Why not?
Never heard of it.
Awesome, dude.
Why are you in the greater Lafayette area?
I go to Purdue.
What high school did you go to?
I heard about it like through some family friends.
Be careful.
I'm
no one knows who you are. It's just audio.
Wait, okay. So what am I answering? Why I go to Purdue?
No. Why are you in the greater Lafayette area?
That's right.
Why am I? No. I mean,
I'll tell you why, baby. Because RG3 is here. We're here today. We're ready to explore.
Doesn't make any sense.
Baby, Drew Brees was the man. We're here to go. We're ready to go, brothers. Baby.
Okay, I'll tell
Jeremy,
you
Jeremy, come here. Why are you in the greater Buns. Lafayette area? Tell him.
Doshak. Calzones. That's why.
Soldier Boy. Tell about him.
What?
Buffalo.
Redskins.
Buffalo Chicken Calzone.
Fuck. You don't even know. No. You don't even know. Redskins, go ahead.
Right here. Also,
she's right. She's right. She's right.
Pizza, Chipotle, noodles.
So you're here for the food?
It's all, yes.
Mainly, yes.
Why else
yes.
did you come here? But you if don't come here for the education.
Well, let me answer that.
Now, what's your name again?
Zachary.
How about I answer that with another question?
Zachary.
Zachary, let me answer that for you. Why else be here? Well, Zachary, how about this?
Billy.
How about this?
Billy, go ahead, Billy.
Bars, etc. Living, etc. Students. We're here together, we're ready to mingle, we're ready to meet, we're having a good time, we're making friendships.
We're friends now. We're friends.
I think we are. Zachary, as a matter of fact, I think we are friends.
Plugged into anything.
This
is. Plugged into-
yes.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah. Why would I waste my time with it?
No, cool.
Zachary, take my name, take my number, take my social security number.
Hey, I will talk about Redskins football all right. I will talk about Redskins football all goddamn day. Redskins football?
Hello, my name is Emily. I'm a senior, and I love Purdue.
No, I'm sorry, Emily. I'm sorry, Emily, but you have to keep on walking. But, yeah, sure. But I will talk about Redskins football at any time, ever.
Hey, let's talk to Emily. Is he on the news? Is he have any...
You're on the news.
Here we are tonight. We're here at Purdue.
Why did he tell me I couldn't speak?
Hey, we're here at Purdue. This is Emily, and she's willing to tell us about Gray House. The proudest coffee house here at Purdue, Emily.
I feel like this kid in this shirt has no idea what he's talking about, but he's very awesome and has cool hair.
Now, why are you here in the greater Lafayette area?
This is where I go to school. This is my friend Elizabeth. Okay, my friends want me to leave. Good night.
Final thoughts?
I hope Purdue isn't terrible at all the sports this year, and I love alcohol.
And NSA. NSA.
NSA.
Sorry. Did I ruin that? I'm sorry.
Well, then be mindful of that.
Are you going to be on YouTube?
I don't put anything on YouTube. You lose your rights to it.
You put stuff on.
It's on the Media Collective. So we're standing here in front of Jake's. It's August 17th, Saturday, 2013. It's the Saturday before the Monday.
NSA is looking at you.
Thank you very much. I'm standing out here at Jake's Bar right here in Lafayette. Beautiful Lafayette, West Lafayette, thank you.
Lafayette is
Indiana.
Great.
I don't know what the fuck I'm saying right now, so have a good night, everybody.
Now, why the greater Lafayette area?
Why not?
Because of buses and YOLO, right? I know, right? YOLO.
Swag.
Miller. Swag.
What's keeping you here in the area?
John Miller is keeping me in the area.
That dude is such a good-looking dude. You got to be around him. That's all I can say. That guy is phenomenal.
Final thoughts?
That motherfucker is great-looking.
John Miller?
Bought a Cadillac. Throw some D's on that bitch. Just bought a Cadillac.
All right, let's go.
See what I'm saying?
Where do we find the unicorns? Where do we find the unicorns?
What are you doing? Stop that!
It's real estate.
Hey, you're being recorded right now, you fool.
Listen.
No one knows who you are.
Purdue sucks a bag of Puerto Rican cocks.
Now why? Why does Purdue?
I'm gonna correct that to a boiler up. Boiler up.
So you append that with a boiler up.
Oh yeah.
What was the question?
Well, why does Purdue suck? Is it? Would you say a bag of Puerto Rican cocks?
One entire bag of Puerto Rican cocks.
Why does Purdue suck? One bag of Puerto Rican cocks.
Well, might I answer your question with a question, which is, what's wrong with Puerto Rican cocks?
No, I did not state this. This gal did.
But you're facilitating discussion.
Okay.
No. I'm not. Your friend threw it out there.
I'm not Puerto Rican, so.
He's going to answer to her.
I'm not an expert on Puerto Ricans.
Now, what? Why do you stay in the area?
Why do I what?
Why do you stay in the greater Lafayette area?
Except they are real.
Because Purdue is a top-rated university, but that's basically it. I mean, it's a pretty cheap living expense, I guess. I mean, compared to a lot of areas, it's cheap, but... You know, Purdue is basically it. I mean, let's be honest.
So, after you graduate, how many years do you plan on staying here?
As soon as it takes to get a job.
I know, basically, yeah. Yeah. Which all of my friends have pretty much been going to California, so I feel like I could pretty much follow suit.
Yeah.
I mean, really, I've talked to recruiters, you know, and they say that they like recruiting from Purdue because we're so willing to move wherever they give us a job. And it's because West Lafayette's like this. I mean, if this were Atlanta, Chicago, New York, you know, we'd be staying in town. But this is West Lafayette, and there's not really much here for students to stay. Unless they're going to continue academia, there's not much here for us.
Now, what could change to make you stay here?
Maybe if it's better offering jobs were here, but I feel like for the most part,
yeah,
they're really outside of West Lafayette.
Exactly. For graduates, it's more jobs. For students to stay around, I mean, maybe you get to Purdue and find out you don't like the culture. You know, I have like a vendetta against the Homeowners Association of West Lafayette. It seems like they don't want to let students be students, like the new development being put over here or where else. You know, the rules on it are something like the building has to close at 1 a.m. or something, and they can't open until 11. And that's to keep people from partying. It's to keep people from going to from Breakfast Club. I just think it's kind of ridiculous. Like, West Lafayette could have this great culture, but it seems like people want to keep it down.
Now, at the city council meeting, when they did discuss that, it was due to the fact that where else was in the basement, they justified it.
I don't see a basement.
No, they're going to demolish that building.
Where else, though?
Oh, yeah, they're putting like a 4 or 5-story building right there.
Right, and the regulations on it is they wanted to get people out because it was in a basement. Do you agree with that, that basement bars should be regulated differently?
Honestly, don't think that they should be, but I mean...
Basement bars across the river regulated differently?
Have you been to the pub down under?
I have.
Do you feel safe there?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I feel safe for the most part. Like, there's always security out here, so... It's pretty safe.
Final thoughts?
Boiler up.
Final thoughts?
About what?
The whole situation.
If students are your main economy, you need to feed the economy.
You need to feed the economy, mate. Trust me. Take
but
it.
Then we
became website's on the bottom.
Thank you
very much. Yep. Enjoy thank yourselves. You. Be
the
safe.
The bars
cheers.
Run. The bars run left, West Lafayette. Basically, go to the bars, cheap drinks, lots of girls. It's a great time, mate. Trust me.
So it's August 17th.
August. It's the biggest night of the year.
It is. August. Why?
Because every girl is out tonight.
Everybody is back to school. We love popcorn.
Everyone loves popcorn, mate. It's just great. It's the best thing on earth. Trust me.
Now, we're in the greater Lafayette area. Why are you still here?
I'm here because there's lots of sexy girls in this greater Lafayette area. That's why I'm here. I come from London, mate. I've come here for a reason.
I'm here because, I don't know, I'm with my best friend from London.
Most people aren't Jewish.
I'm not Jewish, I'm sorry. I wish.
Do you want some popcorn? Have some popcorn, my brother.
So,
what is this?
Are you guys from the motherland?
Si. Humba.
Si, senorita.
So, if there is.
Mi amo Puse.
If there is one thing you could change about the Chauncey Village area right now, what would it be?
There's a rule that all girls have to be naked. That would be the rule that I changed. So every girl that was out tonight has to be butt naked.
In my room.
Now.
In your room, mate. In your room. Do you appreciate that more? Yeah, he does. If every girl here tonight was naked in your room, would you enjoy that rule?
Would I not enjoy it?
No, would you enjoy it?
Would I not enjoy it?
I think you would enjoy it. Every girl who's out on campus today.
No, I don't know if I would. That would be a lot of people in a very small space.
Who's under 200 pounds.
So I met this girl named Erica tonight, and she was 27, and I'm 21. And she was like...
I used to date her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, you used to date her ex-boyfriend.
No, not a boyfriend.
Oh, you...
My ex-girlfriend is her best friend. That's cool.
Oh, lad. Let's go.
I lost my virginity to a mate.
How old were you when you lost your virginity, mate?
15th
okay,
birthday.
I was like 18. I'm a late bloomer. I'm sorry.
I'm about to make it rain on someone. Watch. I make it rain, I make it rain, I make it rain on these hoes. Woo!
You know
what I mean? Hey, don't even talk to me, but yeah, it's cool.
Final thoughts? Final thoughts?
Final thoughts. I hope I have a great year. It's going to be an awesome year. I don't know, man. I'm fucked up.
Final thoughts? Right? My final thoughts is Manchester United are going to win the Premier League this year. That is my final thoughts. End of story.
Go Czech Republic.
England all the way.
There you go, there's two. The website's on the bottom.
Let's go.
Okay. Jake, show a good one.